From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. President Trump used his first solo press conference to deliver a broad defense of his first month in office. At times, the give and take with reporters was combative and comical, with Mr. Trump alternating between joking with and then lecturing the media. A number of questions dealt with whether there was any contact between the Trump transitional team and Russian officials. Just this week, National Security Advisor Michael Flynn was ousted after it was revealed that he misled White House officials about the nature of his conversations with Russian officials. At a meeting of NATO members in Brussels, U.S. Defense Chief James Mattis ruled out any military cooperation and collaboration between the United States and Russia because current conditions are not ideal.
We do not or are not in a position right now to collaborate on a military level, but our political leaders will engage and try to find common ground or a way forward where Russia, living up to its commitments, will return to a partnership of sorts here with NATO.
Relations between Washington and Moscow have reached their lowest point since the Cold War because of Russia's alleged meddling in last year's U.S. elections and its continued aggression toward Ukraine. Mattis said before any military cooperation takes place with Russia, it must prove itself able to comply with international law. An Islamic State suicide bomber has killed at least 75 people, wounded 250 others, happened at a crowded Shiite shrine in southern Pakistan. Reuters reporting 30 of those killed were children. The deadliest attack on Monday, was 14 dead. This is VOA News. Special advisor to the UN Special Envoy for Syria, Jan Egelin, says people are dying because relief workers cannot reach them with aid. In recent days, he says 5 people in the besieged Syrian cities have died because the United Nations has been unable to evacuate them to receive urgent medical treatment. Egelin also said it was better when the United States and Russia, co-chairs of the Humanitarian Access Task Force for Syria, worked together in pushing for humanitarian access.
We were great when there was co-leadership by the United States and Russia last year. We have not seen that of late. We have not had as much progress of late. I think that can come back. I am convinced it will come back.
Humanitarian task force was formed a year ago this week because people in besieged areas in Syria were starving to death. Egelin says the aim was to have Russia, the United States, and other members of influence to pressure the warring parties to gain access to those areas. U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations says the Trump administration absolutely supports a two-state solution to the Israeli-Palestinian conflict. Nikki Haley's comments came a day after President Trump appeared to diverge from long-standing U.S. policy, saying he could live with either a one- or a two-state solution to the conflict. VOA's Margaret Beshear has more from the UN.
UN envoy Nikki Haley made clear the United States still supports a two-state solution, but is exploring all options for a peace deal that both sides would accept.
We absolutely support a two-state solution, but we are thinking out of the box as well, which is, what does it take to bring these two sides to the table?
She said that ultimately any solution is going to come from the Israelis and the Palestinian Authority, and the United States is just there to support the process. Margaret Beshear, the United Nations.
Police in Malaysia say they have arrested a third person in connection with the apparent assassination of a half-brother of North Korean leader Kim Jong-un. Authorities said those arrested included a 25-year-old woman who held an Indonesian passport and was positively identified from airport security footage. Police also detained a man who provided information that led to her arrest. South Korea has confirmed that the North Korean leader's older half-brother Kim Jong-nam was once in line to become head of the state, fell out of favor with her father Kim Jong-il, was killed, the investigation continuing. Get more news at our website. You can find us at voanews.com, and we're always available on the VOA mobile app.
That's the latest world news from VOA.